The wealthiest people have impact, influence, and share their message on a global scale. Hi, my name's Jake Davey, and this is the Influence Podcast. And it's my attempt to share the lessons that I've learned along the way to now building my own seven-figure online business with Instagram through our flagship training program, Instagalactic. I also want to share the lessons that I've learned from being part of sales and marketing teams that have generated over $19 million in sales over the past few years. My hope is that this information falls into the right hands or into the right ears of people that are driven for change and have a strong desire to make more money, share their message, and have impact and influence on a global scale. And finally, if you're a new or existing business owner or entrepreneur listening to this right now, and you want to move faster with this and actually focus on the implementation where this stuff actually gets done, then I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to connect with me and the team directly through Instagram. The name of the account is my full name, at Jake Adam Davey, and I'll respond personally. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing, who you're doing it for, and how we may be able to assist you moving forward. Thank you so much for listening to the Influence Podcast. I hope you share and enjoy. In this video, I'm going to walk you through the 10 fast facts that you need to know about the new social media platform, the brand new social media platform Threads. I'm going to do my best to keep this under 5 minutes to keep it concise, keep it just about the facts, so you have all the latest and greatest information to decide if this is the right platform for you at this moment. Number one, it's brand new. That's the first thing. So fast fact, it's brand new. It launched on the 5th of July, 2023. And so this is the latest social media platform that exists right now. Number two, Instagram is the gatekeeper for this platform. In other words, you need to have an Instagram account to be able to access Threads. And the way that you can do that is a simple transition, 3 or 4 clicks of your button from your Instagram account to get your Threads account set up. But just beware, if you do want to set up a Threads account, the only way you can delete it is by removing your Instagram account. Chances are that you won't want to do that, so just be mindful of that. But realistically, why would you not want to get on this new platform? Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message. If you are a new or existing business owner, an entrepreneur, and you're looking to scale your business to get anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000 per month on Instagram consistently, then I would love to hear from you. Send me a message on Instagram with the word grow, and I will personally follow up so we can look at how we can best support you and if it might be a good fit. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you over on Instagram. Number three, this platform has had enormous, enormous growth. Within the first 3 days of the platform launching, it went beyond 70 million users. And within the first week, it went beyond 100 million users in under 7 days. That is absolutely unheard of in terms of social media growth. And the reason that that is the case is because it's so easy for people to move across from Instagram and convert into actually using this brand new platform. A few clicks of the button, people that are already on this platform, they can move across very, very easily. This is where Threads has the advantage over a brand new social media platform emerging, because they can take that existing audience from Instagram, from a different platform, and bring them straight onto Threads. Number four, this platform is highly controversial right now. It is, as I mentioned earlier, an almost exact replica of Twitter. And there are murmurings behind the scenes that when a number of people were laid off from Twitter, when Elon Musk took over the company, that they went across to Meta, or they were taken by Meta, to start developing this new channel and this new platform. And there's been quite a few eyebrows raised, should we say, in the politest form. Certainly even from the owner now of Twitter, Elon Musk, to say that he's not particularly happy with the cheating that's going on, where they've almost replicated so many functions of this platform. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Only time will tell. Will there be more legal action or not to follow? Only time will tell. However, right now, what is fascinating is that it's clearly very, 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 very similar to Twitter. And so the functionality and people getting used to this platform will find it very, very easy to adopt this new way of interacting with their audience. Number five, you have more space to explain, to share, to ponder, to think, to educate, to teach, and potentially to sell as well. More so, at least, than Twitter. Twitter offers you 250 characters where you can spell out one or two sentences and share information with the world. Instagram, or Instagram's version of Threads, I should say, offers you twice as much. So you get 500 characters, which is a lot of characters that you can add into one thread to start building further relationships, sharing more information, and connecting with your audience. Number six, there are versatile media options on Threads. This is really exciting. So not only can you share still images, pictures, not only can you share GIFs, moving kind of pictures, not only can you share video, you can share video up to 5 minutes long. Okay, this is awesome. And you can share vertical video, you can share horizontal video as well. So all formats at the moment are working. And you can add clickable links. This is a big deal, especially for those people coming across from Instagram. If you come across from Instagram, you know the links are generally in the bio, perhaps in stories and story highlights. But right now you can actually add clickable links to every single thread that you share. This is very, very exciting news. Number seven, you are able to at mention or tag other users. Now this again is very, very useful, similar to many other channels like Twitter, like Instagram, where you can at mention or at tag other people on the platform so you can kind of connect with them and they will get a reference to say that you've mentioned them in one of your threads. But again, a great way to build relationships, expand your network, connect with, you know, thought leaders and influencers and world leaders and all these types of things across the channel. It just allows more opportunity to build that network and extend your communication channels as well. Eight, there are a few missing features on this platform. Number one, which you may have noticed, or if you haven't got started, then you will see, there's no hashtags. So unlike Twitter, unlike Instagram, and unlike other channels, there are no hashtags on this platform. So it's not necessarily possible to tap into a specific hashtag and look into a specific topic that other people are talking about. The other thing that's not prevalent at the moment and doesn't exist right now is DMs, direct messages. So there's no specific way that you can privately message or direct message somebody through the Threads channel right now. Will these things change? Quite possibly. Do they need them? Maybe not, but we shall see and only time will tell. Number nine, the next thing to know is that at the moment, Threads is only available on mobile. So you can't access this from desktop. Now there's good news and bad news to that. The good news is it means you can reach your audience anywhere. Okay, they're not going to be distracted by that. They don't have to log into their computer or anything else. This is totally, totally accessible to everybody. They can be accessed. You can access your audience and reach your audience anywhere in the world because they carry you around with, or carry you around with them in their pocket every single day. And Threads now, because it's mobile only, means that you can reach people wherever they are. Now, of course, the downside is that from a user perspective, if you would like the idea, or if you prefer the idea to create your content and share your content on desktop, that's not gonna be possible. It will need to go across to mobile only. Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If you are listening along and enjoying the show, then chances are somebody that you know is also going to take a lot of value from this as well. If you think back to where you first heard about us, whether that was through a training or a referral or a recommendation from somebody else, then chances are if you can share this with just one other person as well, they will take a huge amount of value from this. It's a really great way for us to spread through word of mouth. And as you know, we don't promote other people's products or services on this show either. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it if you share with just one person. It may well change the world for them. And then number 10, the final thing to note is that at the moment, within the first few weeks, this has only been made available in 100 countries around the world. And they're doing multiple different split tests. So sometimes the screen and the interface will look different in one country to how it looks in a different one, as well as they split test and as they test out the platform. However, at the moment, it's available in 100 countries. So if you are based in one of those countries where this is not right now, forgive me, I can't name all of them, or perhaps if you have team members, and this is something we've experienced, if you have team members where Threads is not available in their country right now, then it may mean that you need to shift around how your team works, at least in the short term, to make sure you can still get out there and reach your audience. So there you go, 10 fast facts that you need to know about the brand new channel Threads. So my question to you is, are you going to be using this channel? Are you going to be using this new platform? Is it something you're excited about? Is it something you're nervous about? Is it something that you don't really care about? How are you going to be proceeding with Threads? I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. Please connect with me on Instagram and now connect with me on Threads. How exciting. I'll see you very soon. Bye for now. Hi friends, Jake here again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find links to anything that we've discussed, books, trainings, other podcasts, anything currently that we're enjoying, you will find those in the show notes, or you'll find it somewhere in and around all the information that you usually find in a podcast. And a reminder that if you'd like to know more about what I do, if you want more of tools, resources, any recommendations, readings, free training, products and such, then you can find all of that on the website jakeadamdavy.com. Equally, if you want to come over and say hello, Instagram is always the best place and the account is at jakeadamdavy. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Of course, the more stars, the better. And equally, sharing is caring. So if you've heard something or listened to something that you've enjoyed yourself and you think will be beneficial or useful to other people, please do pass that on. It will be very much appreciated. And as you know, when you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust, there really is nothing better. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay on mission, do something extraordinary for others, keep inspiring, and keep growing your circle of influence. Goodbye.